All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Larissa, how can we help you?
Hi. Yeah, like, I need help getting in contact with this dude. You know, we were hanging out, hooking up, and having a good time for a while. And all of a sudden, he just stopped contacting me. And I'm kind of confused about the whole thing.
Uh-huh. And okay, so what happened last time you saw him, though? Like, when was the last time you saw him?
A few weeks back. Now that I think about it, maybe it was after the Pats loss, right? And I started,
Jesus.
Really digging in. Because I cannot stand Tom Brady, so I went in hard.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're already starting off on the wrong foot over here.
What? Everybody hates that man. Like, come on now.
What? What man. Planet do you live on?
I'm saying, I know a lot of people who are just sick of him anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe that could have been
maybe
something that tipped him like the other way. I don't know. I was just having fun though. You know, we laughing and joking and I'm like, ha ha.
Yeah, but you gotta
and then he was like, nah.
The thing about humor is that you gotta time it right. And that was it was just bad. If it was any other season where he lost, but this might be the last time that we ever see him play as a New England Patriot, and you're rubbing it in that Tom Brady sucks.
It's not like he's on the team.
Listen.
Yes.
Do you want us to help you?
Yeah, because it's just the way it is.
I'm ready to call this guy and say he made the right decision.
I want help. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right.
You might have to apologize to him, not us.
No. You definitely need to apologize to us, too. Okay, so listen, we're going to... I don't want to even hear any more of your story. We're going to try and call this guy for you next, all right?
Thank you.
And depending on our mood, maybe we'll try and get you a second date or not. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s. All right, we just talked to Larissa. Normally I say, hey, that was a really nice person we talked to. Mm-hmm. Larissa's not really a nice person.
Damn.
She said she was having a good time hanging out with this guy, Henry, until the last time that they saw each other, which was when the Patriots lost to the Titans. And she was rubbing it into him that the Patriots lost, and she was talking trash about Tom Brady. And the more I tell you what she was telling us, the angrier I get. So I'm just going to stop right now because I'm not going to want to help her out. Are you there, Larissa?
Yes.
Listen, we're going to try and get you another date with this guy, but I swear to God, if you don't apologize about the Patriots thing, I will tell him.
Oh, my God. Are y'all for real?
I'll make up a story. I'll say, hey, listen, she's married. It's a good thing that you don't want to get with her.
Don't do that to me. I'm sorry.
All right, no. Okay, you apologize to us. Now you got to apologize to him when we call him up.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Is this Henry?
Yeah, this is. Who is this?
Oh, my God. Henry, I'm so sorry for waking you up this early. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9. I can explain why we're calling you if you just give us, like, 20 seconds. Okay, so we got your phone number from a girl who likes you. You know her, and she likes you. She thinks you like her back. So we're calling you to offer you a date with this girl. You can pick the restaurant that you want to go to. You can pick the day, the time that you're free. And we'll basically pay for the entire date. Doesn't matter what you order. Doesn't matter what you drink. We'll pay for the whole thing. And basically, you and this girl just see if you hit it off or not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that woke you up?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, so before I tell you her name, I guarantee that she's going to apologize to you for what happened last time you saw her. Her name is Larissa.
Oh, I don't think an apology is going to help that.
You don't think an apology is going to help that? How bad was she? Because she told us she was talking trash about Tom Brady and the Patriots and stuff.
You can't be doing that. I understand your frustration.
Yeah. So we told her, we said the only way we'd call him and try and get another date going is if she apologized to you in person. So we can guarantee it's going to happen.
That's really like, that's like low level on the issue here. Like, she's cool, but I can't really f*** with her anymore. Not because of that. Wait.
So what the hell did she do that was so bad?
I'm really, look, y'all, I don't really want to have to say this. You know, I don't want to be shallow.
No, just tell us and we'll pass it on to her. You don't have to. Trust me. Listen, yeah. I'm not going to try too hard to set up another date. If it's a no, it's a no.
And who cares if people think you're shallow? I mean, come on.
I guess, but like, to be real, man, she got some stinky ass titties, bro. And I don't know.
Okay,
what
she got some
on.
What?
Was not expecting that.
She got some stanky ass titties?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it either.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Are you sure?
Henry.
Wait, hold on.
Henry.
Wait, hold on, Henry. Larissa's on the phone.
Are you serious
is she,
right now?
Is she heard.
God,
wait,
I can't believe.
Hold on, Larissa. Let him explain. It's probably a misunderstanding.
No, see, y'all are just on his side because y'all are Patriot fans. I don't care.
We didn't even say anything.
Listen, okay? I don't even understand what he's talking about.
Well, I didn't know you was going to be here. I didn't want to. I mean, every time we would get, you know, we'd be together, we'd be hooking up. I was smelling something that was, like, what? Horrific. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And then, like, a couple weeks ago, you know, I was messing around. I was putting in the work. And I reached underneath one. I swear to God, I found like half a French fry in there.
Okay. Dude, come on. You're being extra.
Listen. So sometimes food falls and I save it for later.
Okay. Oh, what?
What's the point? You got a snack and a whole meal, though, didn't you?
Okay. Now I wish the Tom Brady
I'm
thing
assuming,
was
yeah. So, so I'm assuming, Larissa, right. you have large breasts.
Yeah, they're a little large.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me tell you, okay, because I'm fine. I've never had any complaints. You know what it is? You know, I figured it out.
Okay.
Maybe, Henry, I think you should get that halitosis check because when you start sucking on them, then that's why they stink.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Henry.
Yeah?
You don't have to say yes. Would you like another date with Larissa?
No.
That was fast.
You know what, Henry? That's fine. Anybody else out there who wants a big-breasted woman who knows how to put it down, please contact the radio station. They got my number.
Yeah, all the local garbage men, because y'all can handle the stick.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
If you're going to have anybody over your house, a couple of things you need to do. Mandatory things. One, Febreze. You don't know your own stink. Two, flush the toilet. Make sure someone's going to use it. It's nice and clear in there. Three, close out all of your browsers on your laptop. That one, actually, you know, make that one number one. Because otherwise, you'll be talking to us for a second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 2020 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.